Then God said, let us make man, someone like ourselves,
to be the master of all life upon the earth and in the sky and in the sea.
So God made man in his image.
Happy Father's Day here on House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. I'm Paul Miller.
I thought I understood the love of Jesus. I thought I knew what he had saved me from. I thought I could conceive the span he covered when he came to earth. Born the perfect one. But then I took another look at Calvary. I've never seen such pain and agony. It would have been enough to die for angels, but I can't believe he gave his life for me.
I've tried,
but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've looked
every place you can look, but I couldn't find an end to the friend from above.
I've searched
all over this earth, but there's nothing that compares to his touch. I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
The deepest, darkest ocean has a bottom. The tallest, greenest mountain has a top. The widest, driest desert has a border. These have an end, but not the love of God. For the awesome, loving Father has no boundaries. Nothing can contain his deity. He's able to redeem the lowest sinner. I know because he reached way down to me. I've tried,
but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've looked
every place you can look, but I couldn't find an end to the friend from above.
I've searched
all over this earth, but there's nothing that compares to his touch. I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've tried,
but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've looked
every place you can look, but I couldn't find an end to the friend from above.
I've searched
all over this earth, but there's nothing that compares to his touch. I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've tried,
but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
That was Greater Vision. And they're right. How can you measure the Father's love? It's a pretty high bar for us as fathers to emulate that, especially based on the story of the prodigal son. You know, the son demanded his stuff, and he squandered it. He came to his senses, returned to his father. And as he was coming, Scripture picks up and says, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him, and he had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat it and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Yeah, that's quite a task for us to forgive others and for us to recognize our sinfulness at times. And from the father's response in this parable, of the prodigal son. We see that it doesn't matter how bad you think you've been. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made in the past. It doesn't matter how much of a bad life you've lived in the past. What matters is that you repent, come to your senses, repent, and come to God, who will graciously forgive you of your sins. After all, that is what God wants in the first place, a relationship with you. Maybe you need to forgive someone. Maybe you have a son or daughter that you haven't forgiven for some offense. Think of the Father's love for you, and you'll be humbled.
Still recall the day his boy went away. I remember his sad eyes could not conceal the hurt he felt down deep inside. It was too much for him to hide. He waved goodbye, turned around and cried. At first light you could find him looking out the window, wondering if he came home in the night. At noon he'd set another place at the table. He would breathe a prayer and hope he was all right. Sun was sinking. On the porch he sat thinking, who's that coming down the lane alone? He looked so tired and weary, but now I see him clearly. It's my boy, he's finally coming home. They met in the yard, both crying hard. Tears ran together like a stream. The boy fell down to his knees and he cried, forgive me please for all the wrong I have done. I'll just be servant, and you won't even have to call me son. And they danced together, called all the neighbors, celebrated his return, sang in sweetest harmony that welcome home melody. A son dressed him in a brand new robe of royalty again. The father said, you're welcome home, forgiven for the things you've done. You can be my servant, you can be my servant and my son. I know this story oh so well, it's one that I love to tell. He is my father, and I was that prodigal son.
Began to wash my feet. He said, do unto us. shows, Lord, please impart a true servant's heart. Lord, let them see Christ in me.
House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. Let's call this a prayer for dance.
Now, O Lord, this very hour, send thy grace and show thy power while we rest upon thy word. Come and bless us now, O Lord. Mercy now, O Lord, we plead, in this hour of utter need. Turn us not away unblessed.
Say